Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Here's a description of the night sky on Saturday, August 24th, 1867, at Fort Stevenson on the Upper Missouri River, south of present-day Garrison, North Dakota. A beautiful night. How amazingly clear the air is. Never have I seen so many stars in Europe or America, and never have they seemed to shine with such brilliance, either at the zenith or at the edge of the horizon. The feeling of the spaciousness of the sky and earth is more striking here than any other place I have been. That was a quote from the journal of Philip Regis de Tobrion. He was a commander of Fort Stevenson in Dakota Territory from 1867 to 1869. When was the last time you laid back and savored the cosmos on a warm summer night? There certainly is more light pollution these days compared to de Tobrion's time. There's also a lot more satellites up there than most of us realize. The stars, of course, are brightest during a clear night with a new moon. There's a new moon on July 5th, so we're heading towards a full moon on July 21st. There'll also be some falling stars this month. The Delta Quares meteor shower begins Saturday, July 12th, and runs through August 23rd. The peak viewing period will come on the night of July 28th and early morning hours of the 29th, with around 20 meteors per hour. Common constellations of summer include the Big and Little Dippers, Cygnus the Swan, Hercules, Lyra the Liar, Sagittarius the Archer, and Scorpius the Scorpion. And the Milky Way, the backbone of the sky, is up there in all its glory. It's our home, along with some 400 billion stars, dust, and gases that compose it. So make a point to search out a good, comfortable place with a minimum of light pollution, lay back, and soak up the cosmos this month or perhaps later this summer. There's a good place to do so within a few miles of most everyone. For some, it might be as simple as turning down the house lights and going outside for a bit. I've put links to more information on the cosmos and de Tobrion's journal, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.